You've probably heard about all kinds of teacher strikes over the last few months. Well, another one is going down in the East Bay, and students in the New Haven School District are thinking, of all the times teachers could go on strike, why does it have to be right at the end of the school year?
It feels wrong because I feel like I should be in a classroom right now. I should be taking my final, or I should be in a classroom doing work and whatnot.
It's day 14 of the teacher strike in the New Haven School District serving Union City and parts of Hayward in the East Bay. This week, high school seniors were supposed to take final exams, but many weren't even in class. Now, there's a big question. How will the district determine who's eligible for graduation? I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to the Bay. Okay, and so we were meeting outside of James Logan High School. This is the only high school in the school district?
Yeah, the New Haven School District encompasses all of Union City schools, as well as a couple of schools in South Hayward.
Joseph Jiha is a reporter with the East Bay Times and Mercury News. We met outside Logan High School in Union City. This is where some of the roughly 600 teachers, counselors, and nurses represented by the New Haven Teachers Association have been picketing since March 20th.
It's kind of unprecedented territory. First of all, this district and this teachers union has never seen a strike in decades at all. This is the first one.
There's the horns.
Yeah, and those are the horns passing by because this is kind of where things kicked off. On the first day of the strike, you had teachers, union members, supporters come to this corner and say, this is where we're making our stand. It was early morning on the first day, May 20th. And every day since, pretty much, they've had a presence here.
Right now in Alameda County, hundreds of teachers in Union City and South Hayward are on strike for the first time in the New Haven Unified School District's history.
When the teachers went on strike, the union was asking for more money, saying teachers need better wages to live and stay in the district.
Kids, teachers, parents, they're out in the bike lanes with their signs, kind of encouraging people to honk.
One day longer, one day stronger.
And it's been like that for weeks.
It has been like that for weeks, and this strike has lasted longer than the Oakland strike, it's lasted longer than the LA teachers strike, and a number of other strikes around the country. Why has this strike lasted so long?
The answer from the spokespeople for the district is simply, I don't know, and we're not really privy to what happens in the bargaining rooms. You know, the both sides have been very tight-lipped about it. We keep hearing a lot about how the two sides are still far apart, but we don't really know what's keeping the wedge going.
The two sides have been trading offers back and forth. The latest from the union on Thursday. They're asking for an overall 6% raise to be paid for all the days they've been on strike and for retiring teachers at the end of the school year to earn a full year of credit in the teacher retirement system. The district said they can't afford this offer.
I read that teachers at the New Haven School District get paid more than teachers around the county. So what's the money issue and how does it like play into the bigger context of teachers around the Bay Area?
Yeah, teachers on average in the New Haven School District in the New Haven Teachers Association get paid about $96,000. That's their average teacher, you know, pre-tax pay. And that's higher than any other district in the county. The lowest paid teachers here, like the entry-level teachers, they make about $72,000, and the highest paid make almost $120,000. So it is big numbers when you're thinking of a traditional teacher salary, but the teachers will tell you, well, we have to pay about $20,000 or so for our health care because the district and union negotiated several years ago that they would not receive any benefits from the school district towards their health care. So they pay that out of pocket, and a lot of them will tell you, well, that hits us really hard, especially for teachers on the lower end of the scale. But the district has harped on the idea that we do value our teachers, and it's evidenced in how much we pay them.
Well, what kinds of kids does New Haven School District serve?
Union City is a very diverse city. A lot of Filipino students, you've got Latino students. The district itself has a good mix, but it has almost 50% of students who are on free and reduced meal plans or who are eligible for them.
When Oakland had its strike, there were places that kids could go during the day, and I know enrollment in classes dropped significantly. Do we know how many kids are actually going to school right now?
Very few students are coming to school here. The large majority are staying away from school. My last analysis, first 11 days of the strike, about 12%, just a touch more than the entire district's worth of students actually came to their schools. I've seen higher attendance numbers at the elementary schools, which makes sense, again, with the low, you know, the younger kids, maybe they don't have a place to stay on their own. A lot of kids have told me straight up, we're just using this as an early vacation. You see them cruising the streets here, the high school students honking with their teachers, but, you know, they're at Starbucks. They're at the movies, and there, or a lot of them have just told me, especially the younger kids like middle school, they're just staying at home, you know, and so they're not coming to school.
So this is actually a key time of year for a lot of students because it's towards the end of the year and students are having their final tests and they're trying to even figure out if they're going to graduate. So how is that playing out here in these last few days of school?
Yeah, I think it's important to underscore that because as you saw with LA in January and Oakland in February and the end of February and early March, those strikes are happening in the middle of the year. And while that can have its own set of consequences, what you have here is a group of teachers that went on strike just a couple weeks before the end of the year. And seniors actually were supposed to have their finals begin this past Monday. And instead, they're canceled. Students and even administrators have told me alike that this is the time students use to bump up their grades if they need to. They will work with teachers, you know, to get last minute assignments done, perhaps extra credit, what have you, in order to make sure that they're where they want to be academically and ready for their tests. So now what you have is this big state of limbo, especially for the younger classmen who don't even know if the strike was to end tomorrow, if they're going to have a final exam next week on the last few days of school, which ends June 13th. Or if they're going to have some sort of, you know, free time off and just get a grade that their teacher assigns them, or if they're going to have some sort of modified final, which is something some teachers have told us is that they might change the finals or significantly reduce the, you know, the severity or the harshness of them. Because no one, whether it be the district or the teachers, have said they want to make the students pay academically for this strike.
Joseph has asked the union about the timing of the strike and why it's coming now. He says the union blames the long negotiation process, which happened to land them at the end of the school year. So what are students saying about this?
So students are feeling the impact of this, not only with uncertainty, but also with the impact to their grades.
I happen to be one of those students.
A senior, for example, like Christian Weaver.
I am Christian Weaver. I am a senior at James Logan High School.
She's telling us, you know, I had one class that I was wavering in all year on the cusp of failure and passing.
Graduating, I will be fine. I'm just a little bit above the cutoff for people who are able to graduate.
But she was working hard, even prior to the strike, to get that up to a passing grade.
There are a lot of students who are, like, right on the edge, especially seniors who are right on the edge to be able to graduate, but they need just, like, two more points to their grade to be able to do that, and the final is kind of their last hope.
Some teachers, like Rob Washington, have told me directly he believes there's going to be some students who are not going to graduate high school as a result of this strike.
I'll argue that graduation rate will drop between 5% and 10% if they don't fudge the numbers.
And that's because those students who are on the teetering edge may not have had this time to, you know, boost their grades and work with teachers to make up assignments and things like that high school students will do normally at the end of the year.
What's the plan then for giving students grades or deciding who's going to graduate at the end of the school year?
Yeah, so what the district has told me is that, you know, their interpretation anyways of education code, they're not allowed to change grades. So they have to use what teachers have given them up to this point. And so their idea is to take the highest of the past three grades. But it's hard to say whether or not that's going to benefit everyone. And the district, for its part, has just said, we're going to do the best we can to keep students from being impacted by this, but there's no guarantees.
So what do we know about, is graduation going to happen, or how are they going to deal with that?
The district has said clearly to me just recently that, you know, high school graduations are going to happen, promotions from eighth grade up into high school, those are going to happen. It's just that the ceremonies might be different. So if the teacher strike continues through the end of the school year on June 13th, those graduation ceremonies and promotion ceremonies, they're going to have a different feel because often that's a mix of administrators, you know, usually handing out the diplomas, and a lot of teachers like on the school lawn, you know, applauding their kids, watching their students that they've worked with for maybe 1 to 4 years come across the stage. they may not be present. It's really unclear right now if they'd be barred from those ceremonies, but the district has told me that administrators would take teachers' places if this strike was to continue through the end of the year.
Have you ever seen something like this at a school district? Like a strike coming at the end of the school year? It seems kind of like a dramatic moment for this to happen.
This is unprecedented here. These are kids who are missing 12, 13 days of education at the end of the year, some who are trying to move on to college and might have some sort of conditional acceptance letter. So it's a story where the stakes are really high for everyone involved.
Joseph says even though both sides have been getting closer, there's no telling when the strike might end.
Hey guys, this is Joseph Gehoff. It's about 7:25 on Thursday night, and just a few minutes ago, I'm getting confirmation from the union that indeed, after a long day of negotiating, there was no deal reached today. And that means we can expect more picketing, another day of strike, number 14, on Friday. And negotiations, I'm hearing, will start up again at 9 a.m. on Friday. So we'll see what comes of those talks as the day goes on. Talk to you guys later.
Joseph Jiha is a reporter with the East Bay Times and Mercury News. The Bay is produced by Erica Cruz Guevara and editor Erica Aguilar. KQED's leadership team includes Vinny Tong, Julie Kane, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Have a great weekend.